from Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's Friday, February 20th. During the winter, Illinois is home to the largest population of eagles in the continental U.S., but the national bird didn't always have such a large presence in our state. That story is coming up in a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling for a 1% increase in higher education funding this year, but some advocates say that proposal would not keep up with inflation. Catherine Brown is Senior Policy Director at the National College Attainment Network. She says federal funding cuts are putting state support for higher education at risk.
Because it's typically not in state constitutions, unlike K-12 education, for example. And also, colleges and universities can raise tuition, can accept more students from out of state or international, for example.
Brown says cuts to Medicaid and President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill will hit state budgets hard, and she expects Illinois to be among the hardest hit. Brown says state colleges and universities drive economic growth, so investing in them pays off in the long term. The governor's budget address is drawing sharp reactions from some East Central Illinois lawmakers. Pritzker says his proposed budget includes a 0.5% decrease in discretionary spending from the previous year, citing a drop in funding from the federal government. Speaking at a legislative Black Caucus meeting after his address, Democratic Representative Carol Ammons of Champaign-Urbana says the budget doesn't provide equitable funding for higher education. She says that has real consequences.
Our students cannot afford to go to our universities, and they are exiting the state of Illinois, and I didn't hear anything about the out-migration of Black people from Illinois. They are leaving.
Meanwhile, Republican State Senator Chapin Rose of Mahomet says the governor's focus on affordability and federal funding cuts don't add up.
If there's an $8 billion hit, then you would have seen that impact somewhere in the budget, and it clearly isn't showing up at all. It's just more nonsense from this guy.
Pritzker's budget proposal now heads into committees, and both lawmakers say they'll be fighting for their priorities. New data centers are popping up across the country, and Illinois has the fourth highest number of data centers in the U.S. On Wednesday night, the Champaign County Board voted unanimously to create a task force that will set parameters for future data center development. IPM Student Newsroom's Lele Nazarva has more.
The Data Center Task Force plans to invite experts and community members for input. Ellis Smith is a first-generation farmer at Sola Gracia Farm in Urbana. She says she's concerned about data centers coming to central Illinois.
Right now, the AI lobby has a lot of money and a lot of the ability to act very, very quickly, where, you know, grassroots groups are just fundamentally slower and fundamentally less well-resourced.
In parallel with the task force, Champaign County is working to implement a 12-month moratorium on data centers. The policy would temporarily ban the construction of new large-scale facilities on unincorporated Champaign County land. I'm Lanier Zarva, IPM News.
The dance for a new stadium is intensifying between the Chicago Bears, Indiana, and Illinois. Yesterday, an Indiana House committee unanimously passed an economic incentive package to bring the Bears to the state. Here's Indiana's House Speaker Todd Houston.
We're partners in the fact that, you know, we need a strong Illinois, we need a strong Chicago, particularly in this region. But this is about opportunity.
The Bears put out a statement saying they're focused on a stadium in Hammond. That rankled Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, who says his staff just met with the Bears and was prepared to move legislation yesterday, too.
I have to say it's very disappointing to hear that they would put that statement out but not say anything about the advancement that's been made in the state of Illinois.
Pritzker said an Illinois House panel canceled a hearing on the Bears package at the team's request. The governor's plan to address Illinois' housing shortage is raising concerns from the Illinois Municipal League. The proposal Pritzker outlined in his budget address would loosen zoning laws for construction of multifamily structures and include $250 million in development grants. The group called the idea, quote, a broad preemption to the power of the state's 1,300 cities and villages to regulate local zoning laws. During the winter, Illinois is home to the largest population of eagles in the continental United States. But the national symbol of our country didn't always have such a large presence here in the Prairie State. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny, breezy, and colder with a high of 40 degrees, with a west wind 15 to 25 miles per hour gusting to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 23 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 39 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 21 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 32 degrees, with a northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, you might have heard of doulas, usually women who support other women in getting through the process of childbirth. But there are also doulas whose work focuses on the opposite end of our lifespan. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk with death doulas next time on the 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Reginald Hardwick. The bald eagle used to be a rare sight in Illinois, but now there are more than 3,000 that spend the winter here. It's a conservation success story. Jess Savage takes us to a recent Eagle Watch party and has this story.
It's a cold, quiet Saturday in February, and a couple dozen people are gathered by the open water behind McHenry Dam on the Fox River. They huddle together, bundled up in the parking lot. A few stoop behind spotting scopes, basically long-range telescopes set up on a tripod. A few are trained on a huge nest up in a tree on the other side of the river. They're looking for eagles.
But I see them! Oh my gosh! I know where they are now. How exciting.
Suzanne Peterson loves bird watching, and the scopes are much more powerful than binoculars alone.
Get to see eagles up close and personal, because we don't have this type of equipment. We would see a spot in the sky.
This gathering is part of an eagle watching series the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, McHenry County Audubon, and other conservation groups host. The eagles are easier to see before the trees leaf out. There are eagle watching events throughout the state, but because the nest is so visible from this vantage point, people tend to get pretty lucky. Stacy Iwanicki is with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources.
But they'll come to where they can find the open water, which when the river freezes generally is just on the downstream side of dams, which is what makes McHenry Dam such a great location.
Seeing these creatures would have been nearly impossible a few decades ago. Bald eagle populations were almost non-existent in Illinois in the 1970s. It's because of the widespread use of DDT, a pesticide that built up in the fish that eagles ate. It thinned their eggshells, which decimated the reproduction of eagles. DDT was banned in 1972, and soon after, the DNR and the Audubon Society started protecting habitat for the birds. In the late 70s, there was just one nest found in Illinois. Now, bald eagle nests are found in most counties in the state. Iwanicki again.
It was humans realizing there was a problem, understanding what that problem was, and knowing there was a solution, and coming together and agreeing to make the solution happen.
It's a good day for birders. Iwanicki sees some ducks splashing around in the open water.
I am looking at common golden eyes and redheads. There's two redheads. They're kind of self-explanatory. Their heads are very red.
And the eagles usually like to stir up the Canada geese as well.
Seldom do they ever catch one of the geese, but it gets their attention, and the whole raft of geese will just float up all at once. It has not happened yet today, but it's impressive when it does. The sound, the wings, the honking.
Jim Bohm is on the board of directors at the Friends of Moraine Hills State Park. He says events like this are special because they get people outside and away from their screens.
How much it means to people to be able to come to a place where you have some quiet and you can see other animals, whether it's the birds or beavers, turtles, snakes, all these things, and to be able to see that instead of being constantly in an artificial world.
Suzanne Peterson has been coming to these eagle watching events for the past few years.
It's just the grandiosity of nature. It's just so, they're just so beautiful. And I mean, I get excited over the geese too. So
the event is simple. Show up, observe, and maybe meet another enthusiast. But there's something deeper, says Iwanicki.
You know, nature's a great equalizer. We can all come together regardless of what the rest of our life looks like and just enjoy nature. And bald eagles are like a gateway to understanding nature in a broader scale.
Nesting season is underway. Pairs will take turns incubating their eggs, which usually hatch in March and April. That means eaglets may be visible at the dam in the coming months. From McHenry Dam, I'm Jess Savage.
That's 217 Today for this Friday, February 20th. This podcast is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Jess Savage, Emily Hayes, Abasola Dehunse, Mala Iqbal, and Sam Nalfger. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. I'm Reginald Hardwick. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll talk with you again on Monday.